Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Jay, my boyfriend, he loves to have candy and Airhead. He like tacky candy, Section 8 kind of candy. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just like
not chocolate.
No, nothing refined.
She likes that Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, like you know the
well, yeah.
candy that people of color that we like. Okay, you know
the flavor. Yes.
Yes, nerds, Airheads. And now, Warheads. Now I kind of like it. Now when you're in bed, because I have a couple drawers here, and I've got my little star piece.
She said easy access.
And I don't really eat these.
I love Snickers.
What'd you call me? Yeah.
But so talk to me about it's so close in bed right before it's like so nice. Are you brushing your teeth before you go to bed?
Oh.
So what will happen is I will often brush my teeth.
So what will happen?
She's talking about my teeth.
I will brush my teeth and then I'll eat anyway after that. Mm. Like I'll just have the candy. This is recent. This is new to me because
you have a boyfriend.
Because I don't really like sweets in this way. But it's kind of convenient when you have it next to the bed, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I fully understand the efficiency of having...
Just stay up in bed. Like
911.
Babysitter's club. Yeah.
I like to report a murder.
No, and I share that same thing with you of like, oh, I brush my teeth, but there's that thing I want. But I hope we're all flossing here, right? We're all flossing.
Not as much as I should, but yes.
But, you know, like, so you understand, though, like, the process of the floss into the teeth. You're just like, I was standing for 5 minutes, and now you're telling me I'm being seduced by a Lindt chocolate or a Hue chocolate with, like, almond nut butter or something like that.
That was a different type of night.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's okay. That if that stays in your teeth, maybe the protein helps the enamel.
Ooh. Oh, I see.
Oh. We'll have to look that up. I don't know. Yeah. We don't want to start any RFK Jr. rumors here.
Rumors. Also exactly. Known as Aquarius theory.
Yeah. Yeah. The Aquarians just love to say shit and be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I heard it. I don't know where I heard it, but I heard it.
Hi, milkers. Welcome back to Tres Leches, the podcast where three Latine friends tell stories, unpack identity, and get real about everything from pop culture to politics.
It's sweet, it's a little messy, and always drenched in milk.
Three kinds of milk, in fact.
And the best part is, you can enjoy our milk even if you're lactose intolerant.
Rate, like, subscribe, and share with someone who gets it. Or needs to.
I actually, it's funny we're talking about dental hygiene. I just went to my dentist here, and it had been like a year because like I don't have one in New York, and I was just like, I'm pretty good about keeping my teeth clean. But he was saying, he's like, okay, so I'm going to give you a little thing to do. Like when you take the toothpaste, don't put it on your toothbrush because it ends like if we put 100% of that on there. He's like 35 to 50 is really hitting like every crevice of your back molars and all of that kind of stuff. So what you're going to do is you're going to put it on your finger and then you're going to place it in the back for specific points for me. He was like, get back in there because of how you don't grind, but like because of just like how they're formed now because of whatever. He's like, you're going to need to like actually just put the paste on it and then take your toothbrush and then put it on top of and then like kind of like you're shaking your hand a little bit. And I just love that because I believe him. I'm like, oh yeah, like it's messy. It's hard to sell that in a commercial. He was like, oh, if you want to do some good disinfecting, don't use Listerine, use hydrogen peroxide and cut it with water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I crazy, love that. Right? And if you're British, we lost you 5 minutes ago.
Oh my! Well, you guys should stick around.
Oh my goodness! There are three listeners in Glamgism from China. Just stop listening.
From Manchester. Ian's old school mates.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to hear from them. By the way, if you're around, please do.
I tried DM finding us. One of my only best friends from when I lived in the UK. His name was Benoit, and we were attached at the hip, and I wondered where he's at, you know. And there was this other girl named Tatiana.
He was probably at Coachella. You probably made out with him.
Wow. Maybe I called him Benoit or something like that.
Benoit.
That's, yeah, Coachella.
Coachella. She's over.
She's over, but she's still.
She's still in you? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, get that
checked. Well, no, I've showered. No, I've showered. I've bidet'd every day. No, that's not what I actually didn't have any sex while I was on Coachella.
Who does? Who has the time?
Exactly. Who has the time? In this economy?
Yeah.
And so what?
So, okay, so, but there's intimacy, no?
Yes.
Into me, see.
Into me, see. Into me, see.
Yeah, there's
a lot of intimacy.
There's personal intimacy. There's intimacy with others. There's intimacy sometimes with groups. There's intimacy sometimes with a musical artist that doesn't know you exist, but you are obsessed with them.
Oh, yes.
No, I just mean like not physically. Yeah. I mean, you know, emotionally.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to drop some like some Benson Boone teas.
Correct.
Of all people, Benson Boone.
Oh, he was great.
I mean, I wouldn't be upset about it.
Oh, baby, I walked by him in that artist compound, and he was he was just like leaning. Talking to like three girls, and it was just giving like star. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just like that kind of like, so where are you from? That energy was happening.
MCE.
Wealth and fame will do that to a girl, or it will do the opposite.
But it doesn't touch all the girls.
It doesn't.
No, that's what I said. Or it could do the opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, especially when you're a short guy, sometimes you gotta put on that.
I think the key, you're a short king, by the way. Also, I went to go see Kevin Sullivan and friends like 2 weeks ago, and really great comics were all there that night. And someone made a joke about like how a thing that's technically like a glitch, if you add king at the end of it, all of a sudden it's like a feature. So it's like, oh my God, you know, short king is like an easy one, but he said something like ridiculous. That's like, oh my God, you know, I don't remember it, but I think about this and you just made me think like for short people, I'm like, just live tall. Do you know what I mean? Like live tall inside yourself.
Oh, some of
and
them
Benson
do.
Boone does that.
And
he
some
does.
Of them do that. You're like, okay, girl, we get it.
I sure am.
Not Benson. Benson. I don't live like a tall king. I shrug like a short hobbit.
Yeah.
Like Carrie Coon.
Yeah, I live short. Well, because it's like, you know, I mean, you can walk around and puff around all you like.
Baby, you're still 5'6".
But the 6'1" girls, and they may be nice to you, but the height is one of those things. It's a dividing factor. For amongst many.
I love a tall person with bad posture.
Oh, sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm like, okay, you ape.
Yes,
you Neanderthal.
Exactly. Come over here, bring that Marfan syndrome over here. Sit next to me, Abe Lincoln.
Oh, Abe. Wow.
I've always loved. But that's Ian can attest since I was a young
girl.
Gay tyke. On the on the playground, I've always liked an unusually tall male, awkward, long, lanky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I know there. But I've dated my.
You don't always do anything.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is very, very true.
Oh my God! Go.
But we're obviously we need. I need to really get more of a. Everything happened from here to here about Coachella. But I have one more question about Benson Boone. When you saw him in person, in the artist compound in that VIP. It's like higher than VIP, right?
Uh-huh.
In that section, is he able to chill and be with people, or is his security there?
No, like, that's what I mean. It was like I was with Vincent and we were standing there and I was like, oh, he's just literally standing like in the most random spot. That's the whole thing, is like there are specific little areas you can only walk in if you're with the artist. And they're like, oh, do you have the artist with you? And I'm like, oh, no. They're like, no, so just come back when you have the artist with you. Fine.
Oh, but I was going to say, did you have an artist pass?
I had an artist pass for the last day.
Oh.
Because from the Skumprakapata Inca, you know, I stayed at a different house on Thursday because I wanted to get there early. And then my house with my company, from Friday to Sunday, we had to check out at 10 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. And so we're checking out and I'm like getting my shit together and I see one on the floor. And I was just like, guys, did you take, because Paul, Alex, all of them, they all had the artist pass. And like, oh no, that must have been our friends or something who like dropped it. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Oh,
our friends.
So I literally grabbed it and I was like, because I did have VIP, but I thought, well, let me just see like what would happen if I had this. And
let me get a look.
And I did. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice. And, you know, you're able to use the golf carts to kind of take you to sort of through the back end channels so that you can get to the stages a little quicker. The free water, all of that. You know, it's nice. And so he was just chilling. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was just like right there, just like in the shade. Mm-hmm. Got to save and protect the skin.
Well, for us non-Coachellites, because, you know, I've never been.
Is this something you want to do?
I would like to do it, but I think my next question will illumine why perhaps I haven't done it.
Okay.
First of all, when Coachella became more in style, I was buckling down financially. I was like, I started to go to school, then I started working. You know what I mean? It didn't meet me right in my peak spending, like, fun moment of my time of my life.
Yeah.
Not to say that I don't have
so
that.
So you're 30.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but it didn't really meet me at the perfect time. So that was A. And now B, I was going to ask, how do you feel like in any way that you've aged out of Coachella, or at this 27 plus age that you are right now, do you still feel like current and cool and it's fun? I'm happy to be there. They're happy to have me. You know what I mean? I'm happy to be there.
The latter, for sure.
I'm happy to be there. They're happy to have me.
Yeah. They're happy, you know.
So is there an age that, see, that's kept me from going? It's been like, oh my God, I'm a little too old to be in my James Charles assless chaps, you know, trying to get a picture of my outfit. But am I? Maybe not.
No. Go, Johnny, go.
No, I also think the same thing until I'm there. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, fun is for everyone. Music is for everyone. It is. You are ageless. You don't have to do some of the things that the kids are doing, you know. Like, I mean, I've been going to Coachella, for five? This is my fifth year. And, you know, in the beginning, the pictures were really important to me. The outfits were important to me. And as time has gone on, like, things change and, like, you know, needing to be at certain places and seeing certain artists. Like, this year, everyone's like, Johnny, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't care. I'm just, like, down to clown. Wherever we're going to go, I'm going to have a good time.
And that's just where we're going.
Yeah, so I feel like depending on your age, there's something for everyone. I really do think that. There's, you know, there's not lawn chairs where you can sit with your kid in your lap. That's not what it's giving.
Yeah. No.
Although there are kids and people, little babies, literal babies with their parents. Which
with the little headphones over their heads.
It's so cute. It's very cute, you know.
But yeah, I think one of the biggest things about Coachella is that there's a lot of like lore around it if you haven't been. But once you go, of course, there's always things to critique. Always.
Sure.
And I think that sometimes when people go, they can choose the road they want to go down. They could choose that, God, it's so corporate. There's so many brand activations, da-da-da-da. Or they can choose to be like, wow, I'm in a huge field. The price that I paid to see all of these really great acts, like, you know, it's really what you make of it. And I think once you go, it is one of my favorite things to do throughout the year. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, people probably think I'm such a, like, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I actually don't care. Because when I'm there, I'm having such a good time. I'm meeting a lot of...
So what, who cares?
Yeah, a little... You know, and I'm meeting... I remember Chapel Roan. I didn't know who Chapel Roan was. And then Coachella changed that. I didn't know who Fred again was years ago. And Coachella changed
that.
So, yeah, I think...
You know, listen, I love a glass of hateration just as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I really hate Coachella and music festival hateration.
Mm.
If you don't like it, okay. Stars in your crown. You don't like it. I'm so happy for you that you don't like or like this or hate this thing.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of the this year specifically, because I think because of the campgrounds situation and the more access to that and the more alternative ways that seem to be kind of Coachella sponsored housing.
Right.
You know, it's like Coachella sanctioned.
Yeah.
Campers.
That goes awry.
Well.
Sometimes.
Awry, but it didn't like.
I mean, waiting 12 hours.
Nobody died.
Well, that's also the thing. Like, everyone's experience, even in the campgrounds, is different. Because I remember asking, like, oh, how were the showers this morning? I saw on TikTok the showers.
Yeah.
He's like, the showers were fine for me. I think that's just, like, a couple people's experience because they woke up too late and thought that they were going to use the shower at noon when everyone else was trying to use the shower. I'm like, oh, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Points.
But I saw a lot of this was the hot take of the moment.
Oh.
Where else but America would people spend $500 to live like homeless people?
Oh.
This country is so fucked up. It's that idea of the, like, okay, like, yeah, they're camping, yes, but that doesn't speak to the worthiness of the event. It's just the nature. They're in a place where there's no houses or hotels. They're in the middle of the desert. This is what this is. It's a festival.
Yeah.
Like, just let the gals and the gals and the guys and the bays and the theys and the thems have a good time. Uh-huh. Just let them have a good time. I find it just so annoying when I understand that there are problems, and as Daniel Day-Lewis once said, there will be blood. Obviously, there's going to be things about Coachella that are unfun, even for people who love it.
Yeah.
But just like, okay, so you don't like music festivals. Okay. Fine. Why? What is it about us that we have to break down things that people are enjoying? We're yucking their yums. There was a lot of yucking of the yums. And y'all were probably very in your yum, so you didn't see it.
Yeah.
But as someone who was being served the content of yuckers, because I was not there, so TikTok was like, oh, you're not there, bitch. Let me connect you with the other poor motherfuckers.
Yeah.
these other bitter queens.
Right.
So I was seeing their content. It was a lot of that. But I'm so glad you had a good time. And I am going to go next year.
Okay, so you're going.
I'm going to go next year. I'm going next year to Coachella for the first time, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
I just was a healthy amount of FOMO. I was like, you know what? That looks like such a good time. And it looked age appropriate. I didn't think that – I felt like, okay, I could be there and have fun with the my Gen Zers and my Gen Alphas. Are they too young to be there? No, they can be there. With my Gen Alphas and my Millennials.
Right.
It's Jay's 40th birthday now in the fall.
Right.
And one of the things he wants to do is go to Coachella for.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That would be very fun. I have a feeling I was driving yesterday and I thought, oop, it was like one of those like witchy moments, which we'll see. But I feel like Doechii's going to perform next year.
Ooh. Mm. Well, that I'm excited about that because I love our Floridian
Our Florida Tampa girl. Yeah.
May I ask a question of you both?
Uh-huh.
What would you say was your favorite performance? Actually, yeah, favorite performer
okay.
of the weekend.
My favorite, well, Lady Gaga was.
Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Transformative. Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now the question, favorite performance from the Lady Gaga mega mix, what was the top moment?
Oh, I thought that the entrance was everything. I thought that the whole, like, her coming out in that red dress that was like a prison for her dancers. It was just I was telling Philip, I haven't felt that energy at Coachella since I saw Beyonce. That like you could feel the whole just like, oh God, I get goosebumps thinking about it. It was just, I wasn't feeling good. Like I hadn't eaten in a minute and I was tired. And you know, that's the thing when you're, you know, 27 plus, it's like you do have to pace yourself a little and prepare a little better. Ian's really good because Ian will just start stretching in the middle of the damn field throughout the day. And it's on my one thing about her, she's going to stretch, honey.
Yes, yes. Famous line. But it's still by Sunday.
Sunday I made sure I ate for sure. You know, I'm not like a Lady Gaga stan. You know, I wouldn't stalk her and I'm not a crazy fan. So which is what those two things
you're not mean. A monster is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm just not that person who like lives and dies by her. But Born This Way album, big part of my, like, I remembered that moment. I was in Florida. I was doing Rock of Ages. I was doing, like, Step Up. And so I was driving a lot. And so that album was what I listened to. And it was pre-iTunes. It was just, like, a different time. And so I love her in that way, right? That, like, there's a moment in time where her album hit me. And so I've never seen her live. And I literally was standing there and I just thought, she really was born to do this, and she is so smart, and she brings like a heightened level of ferocity and production and overall, like, I love her gothicness because I, as a kid, was very gothy. Like, that was – I love vampires. I love fantasy. Like, JNCO pants were my thing. Oh. I was a PacSun kid. Yeah, before Juan met me, I was like a PacSun kid, and I had like, you know, the little metal balls, like necklace thing. Like, it was crazy. I dyed my hair blue, like nuts.
Work.
And so that's why it almost feels like a bit of a renaissance coming back to wearing Vans right now, because I'm like, oh my God, like these are really for me.
You remind me of that, like.
I'm being so serious, guys.
You remind me. I know you're serious. That's also why it's so funny. Is that you remind me of that clip with the girl with the blue hair? Oh no, it's Selena Gomez. She's like, yeah, I just wanted to do it.
No, it's Debbie Ryan.
Debbie Ryan's the one that says, I met with the president of Disney Channel, and I said, we're gonna make history. No, but it's Selena Gomez at a premiere of something, and she has a little streak of blue hair. And she's just like, I want it to be kind of like funky and crazy.
Is that Selena? Oh gosh, to me, Selena and Debbie, I guess, have morphed into one.
Yeah, yeah, they're so very, they like, are very, you know, interchangeable.
I'm like wearing Vans now, and it's just.
But like, anyway, so all of that whole tangential, you know, now that you know more about me, like, I think watching this specific performance, it was, you know, there was a gothiness to it and super kind of like alt rock with and I just loved every single minute of it. Her makeup, the choreography, Paris, whatever Periscope. They both did. Yeah, exactly. Like, they just created magic, and the dancers were supreme. And like, you're out in a field, like Johnny said, and it's a moment. I was sitting down, because we waited, by the way, we didn't talk about this, but remember, Johnny, we waited for that hour. Because we like found the spot, which I think is like, if I was by myself, I would never do that. I'd be like, we'll just show up where, and I'm like, we'll see it wherever. But the group likes to do that. And I was just like, okay, I'm with the group. And at one point it was so uncomfortable to be standing. I sat down and I had a lovely conversation with like two or three girls next to me. And two of them were living in the campsite, and they were like, oh my God, it's like, it's fun, but like, it's no joke either. Mm. It's really hot, blah, blah, you know, and there was this whole moment around it, and we were just talking about Gaga and how excited we were. And they asked me, they were like, oh, like, what do you think she's going to open with? And I was like, I mean, if she's smart, she'll open with the category is dance or die. And just wham, bam, start us off with the fucking hit. And she did.
I said it from the jump. I said, she's going to start off with the Abracadabra. And everyone's like, no, she's going to save that for the end. I'm like, no, she's starting with it.
Yeah.
And boy, did she. And that transition from Abracadabra into Judas. I would put that on a fucking biscuit and eat it every morning.
Not to toot my own presence, but I was so present that I had a moment where I was like, I gotta film it. And I was like, no, I'm going to enjoy this so much. And I fucking did. To the point where I'm like, oh God, yeah, it was great, but I don't remember it. Can't open my phone to look at it again. And that's okay. But it's hilarious because then, like, once I got out of my own, like, you know, just the trance of that, I was like, well, now I need to get some footage. And like, it's such a little wonky way that I get to Judas. You're like, you missed the first section of it, whatever.
Tooting your own presence is hilarious.
Not to toot my own presence.
Presence, exactly.
I'm going to start saying that.
Something that to me that surprised me, or I don't know, maybe it didn't surprise me, but it was affirmed, is that Lady Gaga is a lady for the people. Mm-hmm. I'm always surprised by how wide an audience can enjoy her. That's not to say that all of the people that are, like Ian maybe perhaps, like everyone's a Gaga stan supreme deluxe. Mm-hmm. But most, I think a lot of people, even if they're like, I don't really know that much about Lady Gaga, I don't like her, they go to the concert and you'd be like, oh yeah, I mean, come on.
But that's the thing that
just
goes.
This is who she is. She's very interesting.
But it's also, it says that's what time does. Time will cement people into your brain, whether you listen to them or not. You know what I mean? Like,
what about Katy Perry?
No, I mean, well, I wouldn't compare the two. The influence that Lady Gaga has, and say like Beyonce, like there's like the top girls that really. That most like that have a commercial success that most people, and you know, I will say Katy Perry does have that to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. I don't know that if she did Coachella, it would be the same kind of, you know, everybody would be like, yeah, I remember where I was in sixth grade when that fucking came out, you know, and I think that's why Lady Gaga has such, because of course, there's a lot of people that don't know the Abracadabra songs, I sound like a parent. Mayhem. You know, the Abracadabra ones.
The Abracadabra songs from
the Mayhem songs. But as soon as like bump 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 the poker face beat drops, everyone's like, rah! Because you know, that was a point in time where no matter what, you couldn't escape it, whether you wanted to listen to her or not.
But I guess why I bring up Katy Perry, and I actually really enjoy Katy Perry's music. Same. So this is not to shade Katy Perry. It's to talk about how open-hearted, in my opinion, Lady Gaga's music is. It's very appealing to people, even if they are not Lady Gaga, even if they don't support the LGBTQIA. Mm-hmm. You know, even if they're not monsters, even if they're not people who you would just never see at a Lady Gaga concert, maybe you wouldn't see them there, but they could go and have a really good time.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's because her artistry is very dynamic. Mm. And, you know, it's not just because she, like, you know, did a couple jazz tunes. No, it's because she is an artist and who's thinking about the music and costuming and performance and from up high, she's thinking about it all. So there's something for everyone to dig into.
Yeah,
you know. So I think that's why she's such a perfect treat for something like Coachella. You know.
Yeah. And to think I almost didn't go, like, because I saw when the lineup happened, I was like, oh, like literally, I remember because I think on our text thread, Johnny sent it, and I was like, eh. I was like, Missy's the one that excites me the most, right? At that time, because again, not a stan, not a stan in that way. But then, you know, I got here West Coast for the last couple months, and it was just like, why am I fighting? Like, I'm about to start rehearsing. Like, just go be in the place you love to be, right?
I'm sorry to interrupt. So, when you just did that face, the listeners can't see it, but you look just like Patrick Schwarzenegger. When you like squint your eyes like that, doesn't he look like Patrick a little bit?
I'm just gonna fucking
see that.
Fight
I see that a little bit.
I'm just not gonna fucking fight it anymore. You know what I mean?
Word.
It's like, I'm just not gonna do it. Just saw his papa yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. Arnold is his dad, right?
Yes.
That seems crazy to me because he has another son with another person. Did you guys know this?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but
from an extramarital affair.
Correct. Yes. And
then he's got another son too.
Okay.
Yeah, he has another son, a younger son, who actually just lost a ton of weight, actually. I saw it on People magazine today. He lost, like, a person. He's a very handsome guy.
So three in total?
He was four total because he has a daughter.
Well, sorry, I was counting the boys. But, like, yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, the daughter as well. So four children.
Right? I think it's four. There might be more. I don't remember now. But
anyway.
I'm trying to think of Maria Shriver's womb, and I think it only carried three.
Got it.
But fact check me, folks. My computer's over there. I'm trying to fly free of Google on this call. So.
Oh my God. You feel a little fancy free. You know, I like it. You seem very, like, rested. And just, like, you've got pillows around you and fabrics.
Yeah, and rested I am not, but unencumbered I am.
I love.
So you decided to go to Coachella. You're happy you did.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, I'm happy I did. And just, like, to kind of just finish out what Johnny was saying, Coachella does get a bit of a bad rap in that way. And the same way everyone is going to be like, I don't like that, I hate that, blah, 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 and all that stuff, right? But then, you know, you go and it's just really fun to see people feeling comfortable expressing themselves. I talk about this a lot, and I always say this, that, like, we walk around, I certainly do, holding, and in gay spaces, there's this thing, you know, like, we're holding, and if you're taking your shirt off, you are for sure holding. You could have an 8-pack of abs and that person is still holding. It's like tightening all, but I even mean just like
that. 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.tc.
Symbolically, metaphorically, there's this energetic way that we walk around in the world, like a little, like we're holding, you know, onto ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when you go to Coachella, there's this feeling of like freedom and then expression, and people are dressing like Juan says, we live in a world and the most beautiful place, and it's so lovely to see humans who go, I'm gonna buy this thing and wear it for this occasion on vacation because I want to feel pretty. Do you know what I mean? And is
well, the drugs and alcohol help that.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that that's not a part of it.
They
as
do,
well.
But right. But the pre-planning, the pre-planning creative direction, I actually love it because, again, I love clothing. And so I love people express themselves through clothing. And I'm not talking just the most high, you know, the highest drag. I also like to see what just like a plain straight boy wears, too. I just love how anybody expresses themselves when they're going to be on display. I like that. I like to see what people wear. I like when people dress up. I like when people buy a new thing to wear something. And I think that that's so much fun. I think people hate that about Coachella. And it's what I like about the
Correct. Thing. Yes. Yeah. Show me what it is you would. Where else are you going to do it? It's just like in your closet. No, I want to see it out in the field, babes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What? You don't mind it in the closet? Is that what you're going to say? No.
No. I mean, listen, I've done it in the closet. I've done it out of the closet. Wherever you're going to be, I too can be there. As long as my cell phone has a charge.
And a good Wi-Fi.
A good Wi-Fi would help, but, you know, or a clear view of the sky. No, one of the things I don't like about Coachella, here's one, is like when you, like when the people, someone does a fit check, and the fit check is just like, designer. Mm. That to me doesn't feel in the spirit of Coachella. To me, Coachella should be like new and old, or like even if it's old archival designer, but like someone was like, my jacket is Balenciaga. My skirt is, who's my skirt? Is it? I can't remember. Oh, no. Yeah. My skirt is Prada. Like, looking at her friend, and was just like, that's not really, to me, in the spirit of Coachella. Coachella is supposed to be more of a renegade, but you yeah. know. The girls are gonna peek.
Well, yeah, there's definitely different types of people that go to Coachella. There's the people that are like, I'm going to Coachella because that's what everyone's doing right now. And then there's the people that go to Coachella because they want to feel free, like Ian was saying. Like, they just want to have a good time. They want to feel like a kid. They want to be in their childish joy. Yes. And I love that. And that's what I love. That's why I love – I mean, I love dressing up for anything and everything. But Coachella is always very fun because I'm like, how am I going to enjoy – what I'm wearing in the field? And
yeah
I always do. I really always do. I mean, sometimes I'll look back and I'm like, wow, she really was going for a look. But it's so not fun. I don't know, it's fun to look back and be like, yeah, she was,
yeah, but you hit it, you always yeah. you mostly hit. I don't know the canon of your work for like year one and two, but like I think when I started going to Coachella and we were going together and all of that, like, you've always been so good at your looks.
Yeah. Well, there was only one time that I was like that. It was like for Ariana Grande's year, I wore like these like Nike pants, but they were like shorts, but pants. You remember?
With Will?
And, yeah, with Will. And then I had like a choker that was like a Swarovski choker and pink glasses and a pink hat. And, you know, I was like trying to be Ariana Grande. And then I had a jacket that was Nike women's that was very open and fun.
Yes, it was, I remember. Yep.
Fun. You know, but I just thinking back, I'm like, it was a lot of look, like, you know, whereas now I'm like, let's pare it down just a little bit, you know, have one little piece that maybe is the statement. I mean, you have the hair, so it's like, you don't really need to do that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there were a lot of people that were wearing like leather jackets that were like, that looked like Kristen Wiig in Bridesmaids when he's eating the almond. Just like.
Just hot.
Baby.
That is crazy.
It's okay. I don't know that the like Ralph Lauren polo bomber that you found in Venice is really that was for here.
Right. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Save it, girl.
I love looking at women and femme people wear stuff to Coachella. Like, there was this girl that wore this skirt that was made out of boxers. And she had like she looked like Sabrina Carpenter. She was short and sweet, blonde. And I can't get over the way that you look. You look so sickening.
Did you tell her? I told her. Work.
Yeah. I was like, this skirt is sending me to the moon. She's like, I just wanted to wear boxers. And then I was like researching like boxers. And then I found this skirt that was made out of boxers. And I'm like, and that is innovation. That is style. That is, you know, and, you know, I'm just like going off on her. And she's like, oh my God, I fucking love you. And I'm like, I fucking love you. You know, I don't know. It's just
that. What? Yes.
Coachella reminds me of like what would happen if we all just let go.
Correct.
And I, you know, I do say some of that like does have to do with the drugs, because a lot of people are on MDMA, Molly, whatever. And I'm one of those people that is not, I don't think drugs in small doses are fine. I'm like, you do them if you can. If you can't, that's fine. But it really does bring out, I think, people's truth. It reminds me of like what utopia would feel like with individuals if we all had our needs met. It would feel like I feel for 3 days on that field.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so nice.
You know?
Yes.
Well, listen, I actually followed a great account. I cannot recall right now because I shouldn't say I followed. It was showing up on my feed.
Ian Padgett.
These two girls who Chris Olsen. So there were these two girls. No, I follow him.
Funny, he was funny, and that's the beauty of also Coachella is like we could both be there.
Did you run
and
into
miss
each other?
No, we didn't. Oh. And I saw later, and I was like, oh my God. It ain't that a bitch.
Ain't
he ran into me. I ran into my knife 10 times. No, I followed this account with these two girls. They're like best friends, and they were talking about like sober Coachella.
Oh,
sober. They were talking about how they had been there before. You know, as one of the girls was an alcoholic and one was in weed recovery.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were talking about how they had gone there before and like experienced it in a very different way. And like they were just being there for dinner. It was really nice. It was very, very wholesome. It was very sweet. And they went to Nobu. So I followed them. And oh. They had the $300 omakase or whatever it was.
Oh, that was at Coachella?
Yeah, they had a whole Nobu. Well, they went. Yeah, they had Nobu.
That's so funny.
And it was a prefix.
It's so funny. I've never had VIP or artists or anything like that. I've always done general admission always. And sometimes people are like, how could you? I'm like, it's really all I've ever known. And I love it. Also, I'm not like getting stopped like a crazy person. So it doesn't really feel like I need to.
But I'm not getting VIP because I don't want people to stop me. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I'm saying if you see me, always say hi. I could use that as I could, but I can't. Oh, I don't really need to. You know, I could be like, oh, I don't know. I just, you know, there's some people with the same amount of cachet that I might have that might make it a little more like, yeah.
So for me, the whole thing with VIP and it really does come down to an ease and efficiency. You have a different entrance that gets you into the fairgrounds a little sooner. And at the end of the night, or even when, you know, and especially me, when I'm like, okay, everybody, I'm ready. Are you ready? You know, like what happens when I'm like, when I get there and all of a sudden I turn into a bossy bitch and I'm just like, let's go. It allows me to get to my playground faster. You know what I mean?
And yeah, so that for double the price, of course.
I mean, it's not crazy. What's general admission?
First of all, general admission is with the shuttle pass is $730. Okay.
Okay.
Which is,
but for like another three or four, you can.
No. It's double that.
What?
Yeah. It's like,
well, that's not what I paid this year.
Honey, well, call on Klarna, honey.
No, I mean, I paid with Klarna this year.
I just read an article.
I saw that article.
Admission people, yeah.
Yes, Klarna's all for music festivals.
And a lot of people were like, there were people in the comments, because I think I saw it on Instagram, that were like, wow, it's crazy what people are spending their money on. And I'm like, honestly, I'd rather spend $730 for 3 days of concerts that I probably wouldn't go see otherwise individually and just enjoying myself. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the highest ROI ever. Like, come on.
If you like music,
return on investment.
If you like music,
correct.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
If you hate music and you're a horrible person, then you probably would hate it.
Yeah. Listener.
And it's not like for the two of you. It's not like you are people who go out and buy extraordinary handbags for no reason just to have them or anything like that. You both spend in ways that we all do. I'm a big spender, huge. I'm worse than both of you. But you don't spend frivolously on things that are like material. So if this is an experience that, you know, you're getting your money's worth. I believe that.
What's so great about like things like Coachella, it's like Coachella is like one of the biggest music festivals in the world, right? But then you have all of these local festivals that make it so easy for you to not even have to go on a trip. I also think it's such a great place to go during the day. You know, a lot of people don't drink. A lot of people don't do any substances. And they go and it's just a place to enjoy music and not having to go to a bar.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. I really like festival culture. I've never really
festival for crying out loud.
Yeah, I've never really had any bad experiences. I've seen angry people for sure, but it's like I've never seen a fight at Coachella, which is crazy because you would assume with that many people. I'm not saying there haven't been. I'm sure there has, but you know,
of course. But where
there's not been any Mykonos brawl there.
Ooh! Mm. Oh, I love a Mykonos brawl though.
With the stars and the thousand spotlights.
Oh my god, the Mykonos brawl. I love fag on fag hate is fantastic. 16 of them. Exquisite. I love to see a gay man beat up another gay man. But if we want to talk about rage. You want to talk about rage? We should see if we can get the CC footage from Soho House.
Oh.
In West Hollywood, honey. Because Ian and I, we had it.
Oh.
out. No. We had it in and out. Okay, we had it, Kevin Klein.
It was the, okay? Yeah, it was the gayest, the gayest, most alpha conversation you could ever experience.
Well, we were screaming.
I'll paint the picture for you, listener. We were, first of all, at Soho House, which if you all don't know, it is a members only club. Probably not as exclusive as it once was. Clearly, we three were in there, but.
and that is a married out of the way.
But at some point, the conversation turns to Whitney Houston's voice and Celine Dion's voice and the longevity of Mariah Carey's voice and the longevity of these voices. And the argument was made, I think, by Ian that if Whitney Houston were still alive and she had taken care of herself, she would still sound better than Celine and Mariah.
Mariah. Okay. I was saying, like, I was using Celine as an
example.
Oh,
we lose Celine later on in the conversation. And Juan said, absolutely not.
I live on Earth.
I said, to me, the kind of singing that Whitney was doing, even with vocal... an intense amount of vocal support and a Celine Dion level militancy, even with that, I don't think she would have maintained her voice. I don't think it maybe would have gotten as shredded as it was,
right?
But it would, she would have not been able to sing the material in the keys as they were written.
Yeah, exactly. That's not possible. That's not possible.
Oh.
That would not happen. That wouldn't happen.
Everyone was speaking in.
But I
mean, certainty.
To me, it's not possible because I stand by that because it's not possible just because of the wear and tear.
Right.
Like Whitney was just, she was demanding a lot, even for her peak form, you know,
but
even at her peak.
This is not, I thought about this afterward, but this is something that Whitney, for the wear and tear that you speak of is not something that Whitney really, like, she was a one take wonder. So she was giving you this crazy vocal without really trying too hard. Like she's saying, I'm your baby tonight. In one take, because she needed to get to the mall. You know what I mean? So I do, you know, I do understand. Like if she had the forehead vein and she was like, you know, really trying to get it out, I could see that, like years and years of that taking its toll. But that lady used to blow with very little effort.
Yes.
You know,
she had a recipe that allowed, it is why we call her the GOAT. We're going to get all Aaron Hagen-y, which is what was driving me crazy.
Who's Aaron Hagen for the class?
Correct. Sorry. That is me and Juan's voice teacher, legendary voice teacher of ours, Ariana's, has literally taught fixed voices. I mean, the list goes on, right?
Oh, you're going to see her.
Wow. It's me!
And was the number – was. He's still alive. Is the number one Whitney, you know, like what Whitney does is what he teaches, right? This, like, and not to get too specific, but like a good amount of hoot and honk and adduction, getting your core to touch, all that thing. And so when I am sitting at Soho House across the fucking dinner table from my best friend who knows this thing and like all of those ideas and is like telling me, well, but that wouldn't, she still would have never been able to, blah, blah, blah. It's not possible because she's Whitney. And that would, like, you weren't allowing for the hypothesis of, like, it could stand to reason that if she was not the crackhead and if she wasn't the Whitney that lived.
She made too much money to smoke crack.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Okay.
Got it.
Respect on her name.
But that was what was driving me crazy is like we were both arguing and I was like, oh, you are not allowing for the possibility of my hypothesis. You're just saying, but that wouldn't be because I live on Earth. I'm not doing no highfalutin, blah, 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 blah. And that's what was driving me crazy is I was like, Juan, you're literally being difficult right now, like on purpose. You know, it was a whole thing. Play the clip.
run it back.
Houston will not be able to do that because she has a fucking cookie. Whitney Houston is good.
Juan, we're speaking hypotheticals right now. Okay. I said if Whitney was to do those things, she for sure would be able to sing in that way.
Not possible.
Juan, you
not
are...
Not possible. 400 years of slavery on her shoulders. It's not possible.
You are not. You're. No. No.
Yes.
No.
No. No.
If she did that thing would happen. You're just saying, but she would never do that thing. And I'm not arguing that she would. I'm saying that, yes, her name is Nippy, and she loved drugs, and she was a hood girl who was just like, I'm a really good singer, and that's fine and dandy. But I like to be a fucking cokehead, and I want to feel like a fucking girl from the hood. I understand that that's who she was. But I am saying, if she was not who she was, and she did what the other...
But she wasn't that!
We're speaking in hypotheticals.
No.
Run it back.
No, we were that speeding. Was my favorite part when he was talking to Juan like he was a dog. Juan, no. No.
No. No. Yes, Ian. Yes.
Meanwhile,
yes.
Meanwhile, David Archuleta is sitting across the table and living.
Filming it.
Yeah,
filming
the only footages we have is David Archuleta.
From they're in his archive now,
right?
And I think a bit of the point I was also trying to make, and something it's why certain singers can still do a version of what they did when they were younger, maybe not at that level, is because they have a recipe that is not dead endy. And what I mean by that is, you know, Mariah, she gave you some crazy fucking amazing singing at a level that was unsustainable, as we now know, and there are reasons why. I'm not going to get into it, but like, she didn't have enough hoot to balance her honk is just essentially what I'm going to say. But Whitney had the perfect amount of hoot and honk. And so if she was still alive and she kept up, yes, old age and certainly there's going to be like, okay, we're going to have to lower that key because Celine had to lower those keys also. But the integrity of color and the integrity of like shades around the sound of her voice would have stayed, I really do believe, because she had the perfect recipe. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what's wonderful about being gay is that you know, everyone's got an opinion.
You do.
And the ESPN Sports Center debacles that you see all of these men having on, straight cis men having on ESPN, this is what we do.
It ain't nothing.
These are our athletes.
But like, Juani, like, what are your thoughts on that? Do you push back? Like, what are your?
I guess my only pushback would be that I think her recipe is excellent, and it was. And when he says hoot and honk, we're talking about resonance,
yeah,
and like tapping into different, you know. And but anyway, I think that I guess maybe it's because of my own jadedness. But even with really good recipes, the chords, the chords are still just getting too much wear and tear to ever get the cleanliness out of the sound later. I think the rasp would have come in.
Anyway.
I think the rasp would have come in.
But that's, you know, that is age, you know?
And it's also, you know what? Here's the thing.
And you know what?
Here's the thing. We talk about Celine, and you know, Celine, hoo-hoo-hee, quiet, everything quiet. And look, and even she's had to do that. And Whitney was never going to be that quiet.
Yeah.
I know.
So could you imagine if she – that's what I just love to do is I love to be like, what would have
hypothetically,
happened if she – Hypothetically.
She's
I love
dead.
Yeah.
May God rest her soul and her voice. Look, you know, and that's also part of it is that, like, you know, Whitney – you know, she really went through it in the press and in people's eyes after a certain amount of time because of her, battle with cocaine and all the substances and stuff. But it's kind of nice that we have her in that point in time where it didn't get worse. It kind of just stayed there and then she passed. So we really just know the voice, you know, and, you know, I also think to defend Mariah a little bit, Mariah also likes to sing whispery. She likes that, like, Minnie Riperton, like, kind of softness. The you know, but also she came out at a time where ballads were ballads, you know, and she could do it. And I've seen a Mariah live, and sometimes she'll bring it out from the back. You know, she'll still show you like, hey, no, I still have it here. It's not on every song, but I will bring it out for, you know.
Maybe a We Belong Together with like just with some creative riffing.
Correct.
At the end there to bring us home.
No, you know who still sounds excellent is Christina Aguilera. Who sounds better live than she does on the record, I think.
Or as good, you know, like I don't know what performance you saw, and I believe you, but I did just see her at LA Philharmonic, and she sounded amazing. Just like I'm back to my birth weight, I can, you know, so that's
truly honey,
the placebo of that is probably making her feet, you know, like, you know, if you put on the cute outfit you dance better, if you put on the cute outfit you work out better, you know what I mean?
Well, that's crazy because usually I think fat people sing better.
Well, you know, cord thickness, I don't know, gets affected by weight loss in the way that you think.
Oh, all right, well, maybe I just like the way big bitches sound better.
Yeah, right.
Like more, I'm like, yes, that sounds good coming out of you, man.
I think we should do. I think we should do a listening party, a Coachella inspired kind of listening party of our favorite artists, our favorite version of our favorite artists' songs.
Okay. Ooh. Well, let's
our favorite live versions of our favorite artist songs.
Well, let's do something. Let's take it up a notch. Since we're rounding out the end of this episode, what to the two of you will go down? If you had to pick three main acts, divas only, alive, that were performing at your fantasy Coachella next year, only women, for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Who would they be?
Woo! Okay. In no particular order, but I think it would be really fun. I think Katy Perry would actually be really fun. Like, for the level of songs that would just make everyone be like, ah! You know what I mean? Like, let's keep the party going. I would start with her maybe on Friday, right?
Right.
And then for, like, Saturday and, like, Sunday, I think I would go... one of them has already sung, but like Ari. I would want Ari again for sure.
Okay.
I mean, Christina would be fun. Christina would be great. I would love a Christina moment. Close me out with Stripped, Stronger. You know, Dirty? Come on. To see that live, gotta get Dirty.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fun.
Gotta go right now.
Okay, so... I'm going to pick people that haven't performed at Coachella. Friday night, I would get the party started, going, excited with Jennifer Lopez. I think that would be a lot of dance. I would be, you know, you know, I just feel like there would be a lot of people she could bring out. Mr. 305. Saturday night. It would have to be, and this is just a fantasy, all right? This is my perfect world. Britney Spears just.
Oh my God. Oh. Sorry, I listen to singers. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That would be.
Yep.
And then I would end with, on Sunday, I would have. I think, has Janet done it?
Yes. Thank you.
Janet. I don't know if Janet Jackson has done Coachella, but I feel like Janet Jackson, the pleasure principle. I think Madonna's done it also, but it would be between Madonna and Janet.
Yeah.
To close it out.
I was going to say Madonna for one of my nights, but I didn't realize that she'd already done Coachella.
I think.
Then I'm going to sub out my Madonna, but because Madonna has been mentioned.
Maybe she hasn't. Sorry. I don't know if she has.
Maybe she hasn't. I don't know. Maybe. Well, one of them would be Gloria Estefan.
Oh.
Probably for Friday night. Like, I think that would be really, really fun. I think that she could be like, I don't know, just – it would just be like vintage vibes for the young people vintage and joyous sure. and May.
You She'd bring out her daughter to play the thing.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So good. So fun. Great
It'd
idea.
Be so fun. My mom would be able to come. It'd be really, I think it should be great. Okay, so then all like the other like big acts, you've already mentioned the ones, two that I really wanted, which I really wanted Ariana again, because like she is that gal. But Mariah's already done it.
She has?
Right? Mariah's not done Coachella?
Coachella. I feel like we would know if Madonna or Mariah had done Coachella.
Okay, so then I would want Mariah. But let me tell you what I want from Mariah. I want, if you guys look up her, like, We Belong Together, like, unplugged set.
Yeah.
I want small, intimate at the beginning. Blah, 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 blah. I want her to bring on guests. And then just finish it out with the hits. And I want her to bring Celine on and then for them to sing together. I want it to be like a little Divas Live between the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I need, you know, exactly that. And then for my third night, I don't know, but I think this would be really fun. Shakira.
Oh, yeah. That would be yes. fun.
Yes. Yep. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is so, yeah.
Those would be, I mean, yeah. Because like Shakira is not, maybe would have been in my first top three, but with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or olvídate, Olga Tañón en la India.
Oh my God.
that's what I really want.
That's definitely giving more outdoor stage, but
which is really fun.
It's giving Orange Bowl. Kendall Regional.
Oh Hot my wheels. God.
And yeah. that is Tres Leches Dolphin Chela. Ball.
Overall, I think they need to have at least everything we picked would be an amazing. We just gave them a lineup for the next 3 years.
Well, they usually just pick one millennial choice, but I know, so it's hard out here for a pimp. I was trying to think of younger artists. I'm like, no, she's not ready for main stage. Ready for main stage. All right, well, Milkers, please, festival, do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Also, please. Rate, subscribe to our show if you don't already. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Please go watch it on YouTube if you listen to us on your earphones. Or you can continue to just listen, but just go subscribe because we need to get our subscriber count up. But please go rate and review the show. Share it with someone you love. If you have any gays in your life who are completely clueless, send them this and maybe they'll learn a thing or two.
Yeah. Or girls, if you know... The girls are the ones who spend money.
Girls.
That's also demographics. We need to boop, 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 pump that up.
Ian knows that from his.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girls. Right, yeah. The girls. Tap into the girls.
Tap into the girls. Okay.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you so much.
Bye.
Come on, anybody. Niña, niña, conga.
Qué rico.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.